Dubai Eye
103.8. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts. Keep them coming in. Why? Because you could be a winner. Got two tickets to the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championship semi-finals for the men's tournament on March the 1st. They are prize seats. I've also got a pair of race registrations per winner to take part in the Desert Warrior Challenge on the 22nd of February at Al Maamoon Lakes in Al Qudra, right here in Dubai. So, how to get your hands on those before 1 o'clock and brighten up your day with prizes galore? You share your thoughts and opinions. Opinions equal prizes here on Dubai I-103.8. The best text messages throughout the day will be monitored by our producers and directors here in studio, and then they will be handing out those tickets to our winners by the end of the show. So if you send in a comment on any of our talkers today, be that the Samaritan law, sorry, the rescue protection law, as it will be known, be that stopping to help somebody out in need, be that Valentine's Day and the costs that are incurred, then this is your opportunity to do that. 4001 if you want to have your say. And let's turn our attention today's main talker. Men probably dreading tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day. Is that the case? Do all men dread Valentine's Day? Is there any man out there that is willing to come forward and join us here on the show, be that on text on 4001 or be that loud and proud on 0487155500? Are you looking forward to Valentine's Day tomorrow, or are you dreading it? Lots of studies around this time of the year about spending on the occasion of Valentine's Day. Sarah Garden has been kind enough to do this report for us from the ARN News Centre on the cost of romance.
How much do you spend on Valentine's Day? In Australia, research from MeBank has found that the majority of couples will spend just $50 or less on their significant other. That's about 130 dirhams. The study also found that women tend to spend double that. In the US, it's a very different story. Despite economic hardships, splashing out is non-negotiable for many couples. The National Retail Federation predicts consumers will spend $20.7 billion, or 74 billion dirhams, on loved ones this year. And American men are more extravagant than their lady loves. They spend an average of $340, or 1,245 dirhams, to stay out of the doghouse. Don't expect as much from American women, who will just shell out $64 or 235 dirhams on a present for their men. In the UAE, where there's a big expat community, the occasion is very much alive, or at least it is commercially. Dinner deals, concerts, busy flower and chocolate shops, all signs that people are expected to go out and spend on the 14th of February. Are you going to splurge on your husband or wife on this day, or are you going to hide your wallet? Do you have a romantic or awful Valentine's story to share? This is Sarah Garden from the ARN News Centre.
So, is Valentine's Day too expensive? Valentine's Day has no place in our hearts or wallets, says one of our listeners out there. Every day ought to be romantic, not just Valentine's Day. Do put your names with these one if you would like to have your say. VAT, this is the second year of VAT on Valentine's Day as well, or V-Day, as it seems to have been, or seems to be become known as. What impact is that having on your spend per head for Valentine's Day? This one's come through from Henry saying, maybe people are just going back to finding more intimate things to do with their loved ones. A romantic dinner or a walk on the beach is as nice as splurging. Keep them coming in, 4001. And here's some good news as well. Love it or hate it, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and with it happening tomorrow, if you don't have plans yet, you run the risk of disappointing a loved one. That said, if you or your partner are called Valentine, then you're in luck. You can get a free flight to New York or Reykjavik on Iceland's low-cost airline. That is one of the incentives that has been announced as well. You can get it from Wow Air, offering passengers named Valentine free flights for their plus one for this Valentine's Day. Ditch the chocolate and flowers. Get a free flight if your name is Valentine. Okay, yeah, you got to get yourself to Reykjavik to get onto the plane in the first place, but it's worth taking.
Tweet Tom on the agenda now at Dubai Eye 103.8 FM or at Tom Urquhart.
Time for us to get into the mood.
When I fall in love, it will be forever.
please. Splurge or spend is the question we're asking today. Aussies out there, what are you up to? You spend 130 dirhams on average per head on Valentine's. Americans, though, 580 dirhams is their average spend on their spouses on Valentine's Day. What does that say to us? Does that mean that Americans are more generous? Does it mean that Valentine's Day means more to them than it does elsewhere? Are they the most romantic people in the world? 4001, if you want to send your thoughts in on that, you could be winning prizes. What about us here in the UAE, given the 200 plus nationalities? How do we fare when it comes to splurge or spend?
I think we spend more here than we do in other countries because there are more people with disposable income here than there are in their home countries. I would splurge because I love my wife.
Personally, I would choose to splurge because my husband and I don't have children yet, so we kind of have that extra money to spend on ourselves. Obviously, when the children come along, the story changes. There's so much more to do here with regards to five-star options. All the hotels will have nice little Valentine's Day packages. I know Kibson's have flowers as well that you can pre-order. So UAE residents tend to spend more on Valentine's Day than residents of other countries.
I'm single, so I don't go out on Valentine's Day. Therefore, I save.
I rather save than splurge, I should say. And the fact that I hate crowded places, whether abroad or in my country, so I don't go out and spend on Valentine's Day.
How much do you spend and what is suitable? What is your average spend on Valentine's Day? Is Valentine's Day just too expensive? A question I pose now to Mala, who's joining us from Bird Dubai. Hey, Mala.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thanks very much indeed for your thoughts this morning. So Valentine's Day, where do you sit on it? Should we splurge or should we save?
For us, I think it's all the way splurging because for the last 7 years that we've been dating and married, we make sure that we travel. So every Valentine's Day, you know, I can count all the way from 2012, Istanbul, Maldives, Seychelles, Chiang Mai. So we've got some beautiful memories for every single year that we have celebrated the Valentine's Day with each other.
See, that, I think that's a really nice way of doing it because one of my sort of moans about Valentine's Day is that it's very, you know, there's not that, you don't, it doesn't build the greatest memories. You know, everyone gets a couple of Valentine's cards. Yeah, you might get some flowers, but then they come and they go. There might be a dinner where you're surrounded by other couples, but memories born out of a bit of travel, you've got those memories for life.
Absolutely, absolutely, because it's just an excuse. I mean, it's not that, you know, you don't express love other days of the year, but it's just an excuse to make sure that we follow the tradition and we ensure that we've got some time away from kids and some us time for us. This year is a bit of a change because we had actually booked to go to Cape Town this year. Yeah. We were supposed to be traveling right now as we talk, but we cancelled our trip because our little one is not doing too well.
Okay.
Yeah, so we would be postponing our trip to March or April when the kids' holidays come.
But
I'm sure we will continue with the tradition next year onwards again. You know, we will.
Long may it continue. Well, hopefully you have a very special Valentine's Day. Thank you very much indeed to you.
You're welcome.
Well done to Mala. I hope she enjoys her V-Day. Hope you enjoy your V-Day as well. What are you getting up to? Are you spending? Are you staying in? Do you send us your thoughts?
I'm saying that people spend a lot of money, especially in the Western countries, because their Valentine's is more of a cultural thing. Over here, because we are in the Middle East, people don't really care about Valentine's as much as we'd like to think.
For me, it doesn't really matter where you are. It totally depends on the person. Like, for instance, this country, it may be a conservative one, but it is also tolerant when it comes to celebrating various festivities.
We like to keep it modest over Valentine's for the simple reason that Valentine's Day has no special budget. In our family, we shy away from flowers and chocolates and other things that cost twice or thrice the normal price. Instead, we go for small treats like ice cream and enjoy the little things that life gives us together.
Pamela Motion, who got in touch with us, Khaled Musa, who got in touch with us a little earlier on with regards to the Peter Grania story that we brought you early doors. Cindy Kfola, you've gone into the draw as well, saying, I so agree, the amount of paper and cardboard, tissue paper and all plastic around flowers all goes into the bin. It's so bad for the planet. Best present is whoever cooks most of time have breakfast or dinner made for them. Hugs are free and extremely well received. Thank you, Cindy. Well done to you. Thanks also to Brian asking a question a little earlier on with regards to the Rescuer Protection Act on the back of the story that was brought to you about Peter choking on a piece of food. Brian says, what type of piece of plastic did Peter get stuck in his throat? It was, in fact, a piece of onion that he got. No plastic involved whatsoever. But Brian, thank you all the same. And Abdul Qadir says, my issue with Valentine's Day is that it's now considered norm to buy something expensive or fancy for your partner. And if you try to cut corners, it becomes a bad memory, only to haunt you on every eventual Valentine's Day. Abdul Qadir, we appreciate your comments. They have also gone into the hat for your chance to win. And talking of Valentine's, that is our main talker today. Let's get ourselves into the mood. Very unfair. There I was, belting one out. Not so much a bit of air guitar, more a bit of air lyrics there going on. Open my eyes, and what do I see? I see Zena Zalameya with Phone in my face.
Well, it was getting really awkward because you were feeling it. Your eyes were closed. I'm getting hashtag emosh, so just check out our Insta stories.
I don't know if that's the right thing to be posting up there, that's for sure. If that's one of those songs, though, everyone's going to be getting involved on. Everyone thinks they've got a little bit of Whitney. They've got a little bit of Whitney in their soul there. That was going to be played to death in the next 48 hours. You can guarantee that one. And that has prompted our conversation. Valentine's Day, is it too expensive? Do we spend too much when it comes to Valentine's? How do you celebrate it? Should we be celebrating it? This one has come through from Roll out there. Roly says, I'm married. We have trouble really getting too excited about Valentine's. It seems like the holiday puts pressure on us to make everything romantic and fun. But honestly, we could do that on our own any day. We don't need a day like this in order to do it. Also, it makes a lot of my single friends very unhappy. I don't support the idea of having a holiday that alienates people and makes them feel alone. This one has come through from Brad saying, growing up, Valentine's Day for my family was sort of a day to celebrate people you love and care about rather than just romantic partners. That's kind of carried through into adulthood, and I usually get or make little cards and candies for lots of people. I do romantic things for my wife as well. So thank you for that one. This one has come through from Snowy this morning saying, I like it. Me and my partner always do some sort of excursion together. It might be painting, it might be sculpting, it might be pottery. Nothing extravagant, but it makes memories and it's stuff that she likes. We exchange cards, but no big gifts or anything. So lots of people sharing their thoughts on all things Valentine's. Thank you. Keep them coming. And of course, we could make your Valentine's Day that much more special, because if you share your thoughts and join the conversation, you could well be a winner right here on the show. This is one that's come through from Phil, saying it's got nothing to do with social trends. It's to do with absolute commercialization. When I see a price of 60 dirhams for a small greetings card, I see this as disgraceful. Of course, we should treat our partners with love always, but it's nice to treat each other and express our feelings on Valentine's Day. Unfortunately, we are now forced to do this by celebrating on different days and having meals at home. This is due to having to purchase expensive presents and excessive overpricing on simple gifts such as flowers and cards. We're talking Valentine's Day today. There is a Valentine's Day poll running as we speak.
Yes, so we've been running a poll on Twitter. As we said earlier, studies say Aussies spend only 130 dirhams on their spouses on Valentine's Day. In the US, they're more extravagant, 580. And how about us here in the UAE? So 25% said splurge 500 dirhams at least. 42% said save 200 max. And 33% said don't care or I'm single. And it's pretty much the same story on the Dubai Eye Instagram or Insta stories. Let me just have a look. This is real time stuff. So the question I posed was splurge or save on Valentine's Day. 13% said they're going all out. And 87% said I'm hiding my wallet. Save your life. That's the power of love. That's the power of love. In the name of love, before you break my heart, I'm sweet to be loved by you. Yes, baby. The oldies are the goldies. They're going to be banged out tomorrow. You can guarantee that one. It is Valentine's Day. It's going to be talk of the town over the next few days. Is it me or is Valentine's Day less commercial here than it used to be? Are people coming a little bit more realistic? If you'd like to share your thoughts on that, then it would be appreciated. Talking of thoughts, loads coming through, Zina Zella Mayer. Let's get to some of those comments. Yes, the first comment on the list, Valentine's Day, what is that? We don't really celebrate Valentine's, but use it as an opportunity to have fun. The best of funniest gift we can find for 20 dirhams. I've had fridge magnets, all sorts of fun gifts. Love isn't celebrated in one day, but there is no harm in taking the opportunity to laugh together and take time for each other. Thank you, Laura.
Cheers to Steve Halligan as well. We moved in together on Valentine's Day, so she got me. What could be a better present? Nice.
Good one, Steve. Another Hallmark holiday. More fools to endorse the commerciality of it all. More commercial indulgence instead of giving back. Thank you for that comment.
Aruma said, Valentine's Day, what's that? It's been years since I've celebrated V-Day. Having a partner who thinks everything is overrated or a sham just reinforces that thinking.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's having a proper rant. If you ask my fiancée, she'll confirm I'm quite the romantic. But every year the romance gets shot down by exorbitant Valentine's Day dinner prices. It's truly unfair that hotels think it's okay to charge more for one evening in which the food is basically the same as any other day of the year. Thank you, Andy V.
Split opinions when it comes to the 14th of February. Jeffrin has been in touch saying a couple set out to celebrate the idea of love in different ways on this day. Valentine gifts and cards are quite common during the day and over the period. Unfortunately, though, with the time of year, the idea of Valentine's Day has been commercialized to a great extent. And I think people have now forgotten as to why we celebrate Valentine's Day properly. Let's get some more text messages. Double Z, what are people saying on the text message system today?
We don't celebrate. Glad my spouse agrees. We have other dates to celebrate. Number of occasions across Dubai. I've also been looking on the Real Mums Facebook page. Deb saying, wasn't Valentine's Day made up by Hallmark to sell more cards? Our wedding anniversary is today. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Thanks, Nicole. Kayla saying, we don't do the traditional V-Day. We normally do non-traditional gifts, like I got a very nice knife set I wanted, getting a facial. I got him a new board shorts and shirts. Thank you for sharing that with us.
This one is from H out there this morning, saying it's become really fashionable to hate Valentine's Day, isn't it? And ultimately the idea is that you should take a day to appreciate someone who is special to you. You don't have to spend a lot of or any really money to do this. Just show someone that you care. This one has come through from Mona this morning saying, I love it. I've been single and in a relationship during Valentine's Day and it doesn't change anything. Single, I get to witness all the love around. Go see couples being cheesy and celebrating their love. It makes you want love all the more, which I think is a good thing. During relationship, was with an idiot, with the person you love. Go all out. Roses, presents, treat them. Extra special, maybe even organize a day off. Mona says, look, either way I look at it, I like Valentine's Day for what it tries to represent, the celebration of love. Can't say fairer than that, Mona. Thank you for that. Is that the sentiment of our next guest? Let's find out. Kate Kakano is a mum and a wife and runs the TKD boutique here in the UAE. She joins us live on the line. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you a celebrator? Okay.
Do you know what? My husband is a big romantic. I hope he's not listening because he's quite a private person. But he's always celebrated Valentine. So when I was at university and we had our first Valentine's date, he'd invited me over to his grotty flat for dinner and put little tea lights everywhere and made me a lovely salad. but we go away. We take time out and we go away, just the two of us. We lead busy lives, and normally it revolves around the kids and what they're up to and things like that. So it's really nice just to have a night the two of us.
No, that's really nice, and that tradition continues to this day.
It does, yes. Yeah, and I think it's even more important nowadays for us because, as I said, you know, normally our relationship is you know, a little bit further down on the list of priorities, and a lot of people are talking about the commercialism, but I think it's the same with any celebration. You know, it can be commercialized, and it's what you make of it. I actually bought my husband a book. So we don't do Valentine's cards. We've written in this book for the past 10 years, and it's really lovely to read back through it and, you know, see all the different stages of our lives, you know, before we got married, or, you know, expecting our first baby and all the fears and aspirations we had. So, yeah, it doesn't always have to be about big grand gestures.
No, really nice sentiment there. And you see it, I suppose, from both sides, because as a successful retailer here in the region, as I mentioned there at the beginning, you run the TKD boutique here in Jumeirah. What are you seeing with regards to sort of figures at the moment? Are consumers buying into Valentine? Is it a boom period for you in the shop?
So, I mean, February is always a good month for us. And what we find is a lot of women will buy more colourful lingerie. They might treat themselves to a matching set, and we get some husbands call up as well. So we have all of our customer details on record, so we can make recommendations for husbands who want to get their wives a gift.
So, and that is the thing, isn't it? I mean, as you say, the sentiment, whether it be a simple gift, whether it be an extravagant gift, just a little something goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a day to celebrate love. You don't have to do it on Valentine's Day. If you don't want to pay the price of these big Valentine's menus, you can do it a couple of days later. Or it's just, you know, a time to kind of, you know, remember your loved ones and show your appreciation. You know, it would be nice if we did it every day, but this is a special day in the year to supermarket.
No, there's nothing wrong with a special day. I think every day might be taking it a little bit far. That's only a sort of miserable husband talking his mind there. Good on you, Kate. Enjoy the day. All the best for the year as well. And thanks very much indeed for your input today.
You too.
Good, okay. Thanks to Kate Kakano there. Mum, wife and owner and founder of the TKD boutique here in Jumeirah, giving us her thoughts with regards to all things. I was going to say Halloween. It's got nothing to do with Halloween, is it? What is it?
Why did you think that?
I just said the two. Valentine's. All things Valentine, of course. That's what's coming up in the conversation. Talking of that conversation, do please share your thoughts with us. This one has come through from Helen saying, I wouldn't lose any sleep if Valentine's Day disappeared forever. But then again, it's a fun night to force us to be a little more romantic than we might be otherwise outside of birthdays and anniversaries. This one's come through from somebody who has not put their name with it. Can't imagine why. Saying, I keep telling myself it's just another day. But when the fact that everyone I know has somewhere to be and someone to be with on that day, while I am just staying at home all alone, it's kind of frustrating. I know it's all in my head, as my friends tell me. But yeah, I've got to be honest, I dislike it. Keep thoughts coming in, 4001. And if you have to spend the evening alone, there is no reason to be alone, though, on Valentine's Day. There's no shortage these days of anti-Valentine's parties, of singles parties, of people that come together to sort of, you know, just turn their nose up, put their nose up to all things Valentine's.
Yeah, I've been Googling our topic, actually, and some of the results were about, you know, anti-Valentine activities across town, people getting together and just doing non-romantic stuff, basically.
Because it's a happy day, it's a romantic day, or it's meant to be, but it's also a sad day. And I say that in many ways because it's a day of reflection, but it's also been officially allotted as SAD Awareness Day. That's the Single Awareness Day, or SAD as it's being known now, has been given its credence and it comes to life. And that also happens tomorrow as well for all singles out there.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.